get vaccinated or not be vaccinated? I think that's been a recent topic that has resurfaced here in the United States. And it's been one that has two interesting sides. One side that shows you where, for the greater good of society, for the health of society, and for the healing and for the eradication of the virus, we have to do our part in getting vaccinated. Even though you may not feel, you may get sick, or you haven't gotten sick, or you already have the antibodies at the end, there's a percentage of people that feel that you should do it for the greater good. Then you have the other half that goes on the crazy conspiracy theories and go with the facts of what COVID virus has been, which is something that's less than 1% as far as the mortality rate. That number hasn't changed since my research that was brought up to me by somebody I was talking to today. And so it lets me know that, again, it's not that as lethal as the news outlets are making it out to be, but it's very contagious, very, very contagious. And it's something that is impacting people with weaker immune systems, people, and there's outliers, of course, but for the most part, a lot of these people, it seems the stories or the research that you do have a greater impact on the older people. And I guess for me, where do I stand with this? And I'm going to explain where I stand. I'll eventually get the vaccine. Not now. And the reason I say that is because I am under the understanding of both sides. So, but right now, I'm not going to travel anywhere. And I live in a state where we fundamentally, it's a free-for-all. It's always been a free-for-all. We've been shut down for a month. Then the governor said, you know what? No, we're not having any of this shit. And because of that, we're having a massive exodus from different states, from those states that feel they have to heavily enforce the agenda of getting vaccinated. I just got whiff of some news that in California, if I wanted to go to the Comedy Store, I have to be vaccinated. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is that all about? Right? Because I'm saying to myself, all right, I understand both sides of it. And it's a personal choice at the end. I don't think kids should be forced to do it at all. This is something that a vaccine that needs to be out a little bit longer. But overall, I feel that when you have in these, I guess, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, but these enforcements and by government to get vaccinated if you don't want to enjoy life and you have to put masks on. I mean, I ended up going to Texas. And traveling in the airport was something that is mandated by the federal government. You got in public transportation in Nevada. You had to put a mask on. We got reported because I was so used to just being in Florida without a mask anywhere you go that in Texas, the Uber driver reported us as not wearing masks. And we had to show validation the next time we got an Uber that we had masks on. It's really weird. You had to get, society has gotten used to the notion of wearing masks. And for whatever reason, it's something that people are accepting. And then there's people that are fighting hard against it. And at the end, you know, I was listening to a bit of Bill Burr. And I'm going to re-listen to it again. And it's on the Monday morning podcast he does. And he was just going off on all the news channels. He really was. And it was pertaining to the fact that they just pander to agendas. Same thing that why I don't watch the news at all. Why I don't get involved and try not to watch all this shit that from time to time I talk about. Because these people are in a business. And now, more so than ever, there's an understanding in our American culture that it's very divisive. Now it's become Yankees versus Red Sox. And you cannot be in the middle. You cannot like both teams. You cannot. There's certain things you can't do. And that's the way politics has become in this country. Very divisive. No nuance, no middle ground. And Bill Burr was just ranting about that. Ranting about how you fucks are just doing, you're not doing us a favor. Because everyone, especially the older heads, rely on the news so heavily. They really do. And when you're listening to CNN, MSNBC, or Fox News, then you're really listening to a biased agenda. Like, there is no nuance in that. Because they're, at the end, they have to sell an ideology that people are getting behind on, just like the vaccine. Are you vaccinated or not vaccinated? And now that becomes a divisive point of view. There's people out there. It was funny because my mom went ahead and said that she voted for Trump. But she also said that, you know, there was a lady at where she lived or she worked at, whatever, said, if you don't vote for Trump, I'm not your friend. Think about that for a second. That people are not wanting to be your friend or associated with you because of your political affiliation. That's how the times have gotten. And it's a shame because there's so many things that there's common ground solutions to. And when it comes to this vaccination, I understand that. I think the way we're doing it now is fair. Fair enough for me. Meaning that you don't want to get vaccinated, that's cool, just wear a mask. All right, fair enough. And you don't have to be in those areas every day. And now, if I was living in New York City or California, that's a different story. Then I would have to make a life-changing move like many people have, because I don't think I can continue living in a state or an area where I feel I have to get vaccinated for something that has a less than 1% chance of killing me. And I just don't come from that notion. And again, I'm not against people getting vaccinated. I think that's a great thing. I think there's nothing wrong with that. If you feel that's something you need to do for your mental state and for your well-being and you believe in it, go for it. It's okay. But when the stats are showing me that this is no less potent than flu or something like recently monkeypox came out, or something, a case from West Africa. Now, I just feel, again, doom and gloom. The news is selling you doom and gloom. And it's sad because the older heads are not, they're thinking the news is the same as it was in the 70s. And I grew up in an era, I would say in the 90s when I started watching the news, I was in my mid-teens, and then I would say, okay, this is neutral, this is all boring. So meaning ABC was no different than NBC, no different than CBS. It's no different. But like all of them were the same. And it was a matter of who you liked telling you the news. Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw. It was Ted Koppel, I want to say. So it that's what we are not, as a whole, as a society, we're not understanding. I've seen the change. And I know I've been asked about that before. Why do I stay out of politics? It's because there's no nuance. Because why do you think it's going on? Because I blame the media. I blame the media for pandering to biased agendas that people have. So when people that are anti-Trump hate the way he is towards women, think he's a racist, then they're going to go to CNN and feed that narrative in their head all day long. And when people, and I was telling this to somebody I was talking to, that I understand why there's such a passion for Trump, because for white Americans, there's no shame in being white American, because recently in time, society in America has made you feel guilty about maybe your ancestors or people that you have no affiliation with being racist, or the system being created right now that you have no part of, but your ancestors did in some way, shape, or form, that you're somehow at fault. Like, that's how society has been pushing that narrative down on white people. And Trump was like, hey, man, like, white people are, you know, America's great, God bless, and, you know, we can't do nothing about what's going on. We just got to take it for what it is. And if you want to bitch and complain about it, then get the fuck out. And white Americans are like, man, yeah, I don't have to apologize for being white. That's what I took from the Trump legacy. And so you're having all these narratives being fed, and people are in a way, they just can't be friends now. They just can't get along. And the vaccine is one where, geez, it's such a, everything is politicized. And when you realize that everything is politicized and nothing good comes from it, because people can't have frank conversations like the ones that I have with my friends about these topics, even though I may not agree with them, even though we may have some points that we just fundamentally won't be on the same page on, that at the end we're still friends. At the end, we're still not going to because your ideology, the thing that you have to understand about something as simple as a vaccination is this, is that it panders to an ideology. That's how sad things are in this society of America. is that now, you know, my kid's coming home from Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter and all this different shit. And then she's saying, this girl doesn't, I don't like that girl because she said All Lives Matter. I tell my daughter all the time, don't get involved in politics. Like, it doesn't have to do nothing with you. It has nothing to do with school. Just go to your school, learn, you know, learn as much as you can, and you go from there. And I think it's important. It's important for people to not bring the divisiveness. I think at the end, if a war happens, if aliens was to come down, then it's the humans against the aliens. If we were to get nuked, or we were to have another, God forbid, another 9/11 happen, and we knew it was Russia, Americans unite. As society unites as a whole, but I've always said this, I do believe that us humans were programmed to be exclusive or to find ways to differentiate ourselves to make our own clans. So for example, if we were all the same color, then we would go ahead and differentiate on either class, money status, or on the height. So we would have the redhead or the redheads versus the brunettes going against each other. You know, there'd just be a level of always division going on within our species. I feel that's something that's deeply ingrained in us. But the problem is that if you're not able to see it at that deeper level, then we can't have this conversation. See, then we can't really have a conversation that, even though our differences are what they are, we could understand that at the bigger picture, this is just all a big shit show. And we're just in it. We're just laughing and having a good time. That's why I can't be with somebody that's really politically passionate about social issues or anything like that. Because simply for me, it's all a shit show for me. I want to laugh at myself. I want to laugh at life. I want to laugh at all this shit that's going on. And you're saying, well, you know, this shit's kind of serious, man. You know, people, things can happen in this world. Don't you want a better world for your daughter? Yeah, I mean, the world is going to go where the world is going to go. And it's beyond my control. Like, I was seeing something on social media. This guy, I forgot his name, but he was saying, you know, all these politicians are puppets. Because there's probably around 150 people that rule the world, basically. And basically, they're the rulers of the world. They control the financial pipelines. They control the resources. And those people are the ones that control what goes on in the world. And I kind of agree with that. Because if you're a trillionaire, or if you're in a world of multi-billionaires and trillionaires, they have all this money. And they control the resources. They have all this capital. They have more power than the elected officials. But it's all an illusion, in my opinion. You know, so when it comes to the vaccine, whether you should vaccinate or not, And that agenda and that propaganda is being pushed upon being good versus evil, it's a sad thing to see. It's a sad thing to recognize and see, man, like, why would you care about whether I'm vaccinated or not? Oh, because of health issues and things like that. You're being irresponsible. I get it. But I can wear a mask. So if it's something that offends you, I'll wear a mask. Well, let's just say I don't want to wear a mask. And you are vaccinated and you don't feel comfortable with me, then we don't have to hang out. We don't have to be with each other. That's the beautiful thing about this country, is that I think there's just such a level of people trying to cancel each other out, trying to have one voice, but that voice doesn't resonate with everyone unanimously. And I was over at the trip recently and then these women were like talking Trump, and they were really bitter at me because I didn't vote, because I didn't have a horse in the race. And I told them, I'm not voting for anybody. I agree with some of the points that Trump made, and I agree with some of the points that Biden makes. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I have to pick one side or the other. I don't. I don't have to pick one. Fuck you if you're trying to make me think that I have to pick one. No, I don't have to. And if you think I'm a Uncle Tom, cool. If you think I am a liberal and, you know, and I want socialism, okay, cool. Like, I don't care what the fuck you think. Because you're stupid enough to not understand that right now there's a grand population. And in these voting processes, if you notice the percentages, they're one where they're not 70-30 or 80-20. It's usually 45-50. you know, you usually have high 40s, low 50s, meaning that the it's 50-50 divided as far as the politics in this country. So you'd be stupid enough to think that they just one side is the one that should dominate. We need both. And something like the vaccine, when it comes up, it's something that, as silly as I think it is, I really do think it's silly. I think with people with compromised immune systems, I think people with health issues, I think people that are senior citizens that are obviously very vulnerable to a lot of things, of course, do it. And of course, there's outliers to it, like, meaning like somebody like myself can die from it, because it'll be an outlier because the percentages are not for me to die. They're for me to get sick, but not for me to die. And that's where I don't understand society as general. So that's why I unplug. And if you're smart enough out there, if you're aware enough, you will go to YouTube, because YouTube, they have a lot of neutral voices out there. You have a lot of people that are bringing you what true journalism used to be back in the 90s, 80s, and 90s, before tabloid media became the flavor of the society, meaning of biased news. If YouTube is doing some of that with some channels, and I think if you did that for yourself, that I like watching some conservative people. I like watching some people that are neutral. I like watching this one show where it's a guy and a girl, and they have different points of views. That one is a conservative, one is a liberal, but they're very respectful and they call out the bullshit from their side. And that's what we don't have in the news right now. We don't have any of that. And that's the part where I think if you're at this stage in life where you're mature enough and you know that there's a lot of shit behind the scenes that, like, basically, I don't take the news at face value, and you shouldn't. And I'm not saying you should be like conspiracy theorists, right? But you should be like, okay, what is this idea pandering to? Is it pandering to one side or is it pandering to another? So you gotta, when you start seeing the news being biased, you have to say to yourself, okay, well, this is something that I have to look at the other side. And people don't do that. People don't care to, because all they care about is when they go to the gym or when they over your house, they want to turn on CNN, they want to turn on Fox News, and feed their brain with whatever ideology they think is right. And there's no right or wrong. People, we both have our rights and wrongs in the political spectrum. But people don't want to accept that. And something as silly as being vaccinated is something that lets you know the state of affairs in society here in the United States. Give it time. This ain't my body.